Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soulmates Podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Rachel.
We are doing another episode of B-Side Bangers, this time featuring Stray Kids. Before we get into this, I just want to shout out my friend Katrina. Thank you for helping us determine what exactly a Stray Kid B-Side is.
Yeah.
And pointing us in the right direction for these songs. So thank you very much.
Thank you, kind person.
What I have learned coming into this is Stray Kids releases a lot of music.
Yeah.
They release a lot of music and a lot of videos. And what a B-side is for one group, you might not consider it a B-side for Stray Kids because they have like a full-blown music video for it, because they just release so much stuff, because they debuted during the pandemic where you couldn't really do anything else. So what we have determined as B-sides are what Wikipedia discography page has said is not a single.
So don't hold it against us.
Rachel, why don't you explain how we're going to do this?
All right. So essentially, we are going to go song by song and give our opinions on it. If there is a music video or some sort of choreography performance video associated with it, we will also give a review of that. Now, of course, there's always like live performance videos of like all of these probably, but we're talking like released and produced performance videos.
And we have 10 B-sides, some B-side bangers, if you will.
And bops.
some bangers and bops, yes. So our first B-side, Boxer. Boxer. Jab. Straight key down. Jab. One, two, count to box, no count. Jab, jab. This is an upbeat, high-energy song, which is very typical for Stray Kids. I feel like Stray Kids is like, we will get you hype no matter what.
Yeah, do a bump and then work out type of music.
Yeah. So this has a choreography video, and I just love that they mime cats when the music goes like, meow. Mm-hmm. I thought that was so cute. The choreography for this, like, is not super complicated, but the boys are all in sync. And I noticed that they look like a unit instead of just guys doing the same dance, because so many people are in groups and they do not look like a unit. Mm-hmm. They don't look like they're dancing together. They all just look like they are dancing separately. Mm-hmm. There are also like goofy moments that break up the very serious dancing. I also feel like Stray Kids are very goofy, just very deeply goofy.
Yes.
Felix does his deep voice, talk, sing, slam poetry thing. If you've never heard Stray Kids, the one with the deep voice is Felix.
He's unassuming. Yeah. He doesn't look like he has a deep voice, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. All of them are short kings. They're all like under 6 foot, I think.
Oh, really? That's cute.
Yeah. Compared with the guys in TXT who are all like above 6 feet.
Yeah.
So Felix does his thing right before the EDM breakdown of this, and they are throwing it back in this breakdown. The boys just have like so much energy, and that really comes through on this choreo video. This group is totally all about getting you hype. And like you said, Rachel, I think a lot of Stray Kids' music is on people's K-pop gym playlists.
100%. So this music video is set in like the cleanest, most well-lit garage / warehouse that you've ever been in. They're like, it needs to be well-lit so you can see them and their dance moves. But it looks good. The dubstep was full force and it was definitely a throwback. But I was like, this dubstep is so good. I kind of miss dubstep now. Weirdly.
Oh my God.
It really wasn't terrible. I also loved, at one point, one of the members does a roundhouse kick. He's wearing green pants. He does a really impressive like roundhouse kick, and I was like, wow. Someone is also wearing like platform turquoise Converse that are really cute that I liked a lot. And at one point during the song, there's like a bleep as if they like cursed, which I don't think they did. And it was just for effect, but I thought that was interesting.
They're not allowed to curse on JYP label because Mr. JYP is a devout Christian.
He is a Christian. He loves Jesus. So no cursing, obviously. The song is so like hypey and upbeat. I really do like it. And like we've said a couple times now, this is a good workout song.
I mean, it's called Boxer. Like you're right. Supposed to be doing, you know, punch jabs to it.
Yeah. Or if you're me, just pedaling on your stationary bike in your house watching YouTube videos.
Okay. Our second B-side banger is called Mixtape Number One. In America, Toledo. This is a more chill song for Stray Kids, but it's still upbeat. The beginning reminds me a lot of Shiny. Did you get that?
Yes, I did.
We got those bird calls.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh. So this is a great car jam. Mm-hmm. And the rap doesn't bring the song to a screeching halt, thank God. The chorus, like a lot of their songs, is mostly instrumental slash it's like a beat drop. And I think that's intentional because they are a pretty heavily dance-focused group. And when you have a breakdown, you know, you're fucking throwing it back and dancing. Also, when your chorus has less words, you don't have to worry about your international audience not connecting because they don't understand the lyrics.
So true.
I will be listening to this pretending that the summer is not ending.
Yeah, this song is definitely giving like summery road trip vibes. And it follows a pattern that you've probably heard before if you've listened to other like mid-tempo songs, because it has kind of like an emphasis on like rapping and like more of a talk singing vibe during the verses and like a very bright chorus with bird sounds.
Bird sound.
Bird sounds. It is just like a really good song to drive to. It's just good vibes all around. And Shiny has released songs that are similar to that, so that's why I think it reminded us of Shiny.
So our next B-side is Ta. It is a high-energy dance song, and there is a dance practice video for this with the audio all kinds of fucked up. I'm like, why didn't they just overlay the audio? I don't know why. But they kept the original audio in, so it's like you hear the squeaking of the sneakers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's dynamic.
And this also came out with like a visualizer. So the choreo is just full of jumping and other super energetic moves, and it just made me tired watching them. I'm like, they are so young and full of energy, and I'm an old withered hag.
I know, you're like, my knees.
They are swinging like around towels, and I love it. They look like they're having the time of their lives. They're like, we love a good prop. Good for them. I'd love to see them attempt some other dance styles. Like, I would love to see tap dancing from them. Oh, wouldn't that be so interesting and cool?
Has any K-pop group ever done tap dancing?
I don't know, but I know that a lot of K-pop idols also do musicals because musical theater is very popular in South Korea. And I'm sure that some musical theater has tap dancing in it, but I cannot recall a K-pop music video with tap dancing.
That would be a major
That'd be a slay.
Yeah. I really love their choreography for this song. They're like dancing on half beats a lot, and it's already a very fast-paced song, which makes the dance look so energetic for this already energetic song. I especially like they do like this little shaky knees move that's cute.
It's not full stanky leg, but it's fun.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's like it's a little jazzy. I also love that they're not afraid to do like a high kick as part of their choreo. In the later songs we review, they don't do it, but I'm like, wow, they're not afraid to put a high kick in. Now, are they kicking to their noses? No. But I do like that they're not afraid of that. And would it be a Stray Kids music video or a teaser if they weren't vibing in a post-apocalyptic world or industrial area? No. And they are indeed doing that in the teaser for this song. And the shots of them being goofy with each other are so cute. And you're going to hear me say so cute a lot this episode because it's true. They're very cute with each other. Like Boxer, this song is really fun and danceable.
Yeah, definitely. Our next B-side banger is Haven. This song was for their second anniversary, and I thought it was so funny. They're all pretending to be like businessmen in a board meeting, and everyone is on their laptops and has paperwork and stuff. They're just very boyishly silly, like just deeply, deeply goofy.
Yeah.
And this is a feel-good song, obviously. It's celebrating not only the group, but also their fans. And the BPM for this actually makes it a pretty good, like, running on the treadmill song.
Yeah, not that we do that, but...
No. Elliptical all the way.
Yes.
Gotta protect them knees.
Listen, between our knees and our boobs, the running is not happening.
Oh my god.
Yeah, them pretending to be in a board meeting for this music video is hysterical. And then they, like, just escape to party, essentially. There's also a random hallway with a picture of Madonna in it.
Work.
I feel like they just filmed this at JYP Studios. So they're like, this is the lowest budget set we could find. The song is, like, a nice mid-tempo, though, and it has a positive message, so you can't hate it. It's an easy listener, if you will.
Okay, our next song is The Tortoise and the Hare. This one is hip-hop and rap-focused. Han is moving his lips a million miles an hour on this. He's the one that's like, run, 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 in the first part of the song. This has quite a bit of tempo changes, but it makes the song not only more interesting, it's also, like, lyrically important because it is literally about the legend of the tortoise and the hare. I'm sure we all know that there's a tortoise and a hare and they're racing, and obviously the hare can go really, really fast, but they get distracted and then they think they have it in the bag and they slack off. But slow and steady, the tortoise ends up winning because they were determined and they stuck with it. So this song is basically that allegory, and they're like, I'm gonna stick with it, you're not gonna discourage me, and I'm gonna win. So there is a lot of tempo changes because, you know, they're being the tortoise and the hare. The song at its core is about taking things at your own pace and not getting caught up by the fears and drama of others. I mean, that's pretty relatable. It's like a, I'm gonna stay in my own lane song.
So relatable. Hyunjin, Changmin, and Han, like, spit rhymes at the beginning of this, and they continue to do so. I love, like, the hard rap sound of this song so much. They sound so cool. And I would listen to this to feel like a fucking badass. It honestly reminded me a lot of De Chuita, which is Suga's song, when he's August D.
That man has a million stage names.
I know, right? But, like, it really did remind me of that. And I feel like those three in the group, and I think they're like, the rappers of the group. That would be such a cool collaboration if that ever happened.
Make it happen, JYP.
Please.
All right, our next song is Domino. And this has been stuck in my head for days. This is an in-your-face song, and the choreography definitely matches that. I absolutely love the ripples of choreography that happen in this video. It happens twice. So there's like one person in the front of a formation and two people behind him. And the guy in the front goes, and then the two people behind him go, and then the people behind the two people go. And it's like a ripple effect. And I fucking love that. And then at one point they do it all diagonal, like in a diagonal line. And my lizard brain just rejoiced because it looked amazing.
Yeah, very clean.
It looked amazing. Yeah. The song does not go 100 the whole time, despite it being super in your face. There are peaks and valleys, as the professionals say. The chorus is a complete earworm. Like, I cannot stop, like, washing my dishes and going, dumb enough.
Yeah, this is the one song of all of them that is, like, immediately, like, I can recall it and it's stuck in my head. So, beware. The choreo for this is pretty difficult, with a lot of explosive, coordinated choreo with specific, precise arm movements that, like Emily said, are sometimes rippled. So one member is doing it one after the other, after the other, after the other. Like a domino. I like the, I don't even know what I was saying here in my notes, but the wah, wah, whoa sounds in the song. those were pleasing for my lizard ears. And I like the little domino, like clink, clink, clink sounds in the chorus too.
Yeah.
This song does not quit. And I really like that. It's so upbeat. I think they do a really good job. Like overall, Stray Kids overall does a good job of incorporating the rap into their songs without it feeling disjointed. Because if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that's something we harp on all the time. That like, it sounds like they produced a whole song and they're like, oh wait, we forgot about the rapping member of this group. They need to put something in there. And it just feels like a completely different part of the song and it takes you out of this experience. But I feel like Stray Kids does a good job of incorporating the rap components into their songs. And more often too. It's not just like, here's the whole song and then after the bridge there's going to be a short rap break and then the last verse and chorus. Which seems to be the formula that usually happens. I just really like that because that way everyone in the group gets to shine in the song and it's not like the rapper is an afterthought.
I do think Stray Kids songs place emphasis on each one of the members, mm-hmm. or like teams of the members in like teams of three.
Yeah.
And they try to give everyone a chance to shine. And they release a lot of music of a subunit. Three Racha is three of the members of Stray Kids. So I feel like they want each member to shine individually and also like as a group.
Yeah, I really like that too.
Our next song is Star Lost. This has a dreamy feeling, but it's a bittersweet song. Again, this reminds me of Shiny just a little bit. You know, we are Shawals to the core. I can't help but compare. Their voices sound really good on this, but I do wish that they would go for more harmonies. Mm-hmm. I know that's not exactly the Stray Kids vibe. Oh my God. In my notes, I say they are more about showcasing the individuality of each member. But that is my opinion, .jpg.
That's my opinion!
Yeah, it's still a great upbeat song. I want more harmonies, though. I felt like in this song, they really could have stunted on people.
Yeah.
With the harmonies.
Yeah. This really does remind me of Shiny as well. And I feel like, again, this is one of those like easy listening car songs. But honestly, I might even skip this song on a road trip if I wanted to feel more hype. It's really a very chill song. I know I just sang their praises, but I do think the rapping is a little awkward on this song. It's just, overall, it's not my personal cup of tea. I think in that moment it wasn't, but I could see this being something I would listen to in the future.
Our next song is Fam. This this has got me wanting to shake my ass. It's the perfect BPM for that. And then some like sassy dancing. This has a music video that is just them performing live with like drawings superimposed over it. So like half visualizer, half music video. They look like they're having a lot of fun though. It's like them performing live. I love the simple styling in this too. They're wearing black shirts and denim pants, and some have like overalls and some have like a jacket. I was like, oh my God, they look amazing. Simplicity works.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't need to be going apeshit. I can see this song being used in like a hip hop fitness class or something similar.
Yeah.
The lyrics have them yelling all of the members' names. So it is a good introduction song. I can see them maybe doing this early on in their career at like the beginning of doing a set. So you know everyone.
Yeah.
It's meant to get you hype for more Stray Kids songs.
Honestly, I really liked this because I wasn't that familiar with all of the members' names. And I was like, ah, a great visual representation of everyone. I love when they introduce Felix, that when they like repeat each other's name over and over again, they all go like, Felix. Because he has that very characteristic deep voice. This song and video is so cute though. Like they're all interact with each other so nicely. And you can tell that like, I mean, obviously they spend a lot of time together, but they're really like brotherly with each other. They're like not afraid to like poke each other and make a little bit of fun of each other. The name of the song is Fam. They feel like a family.
Mm-hmm.
I also, again, I like the ass clapping beat to go along with the song. That definitely helps. It's not just like, hey, this is Felix. Hey, this is Han. Hey, this is Hyunjin, you know?
Yeah.
It helps a lot. I could even see this being played for recent concerts is like the first song that they do just to like get everyone mm-hmm. like so hyped up. And almost like they're having like their walk-on song.
Mm-hmm. I can see them playing this before they even come out.
Yeah. Yes.
Imagining all the people in the crowd screaming, Felix!
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 Our next B-side banger is Battleground. This is a rock-focused song. I was not really familiar with Stray Kids doing rock songs. I was like, oh, I like this, like, quite a lot. This has, like, a heavy guitar backing. And with the rapping, I got a little bit of a nu metal vibe,
yeah.
Which is rock rap. Honestly, it's giving Tony Hawk Pro Skater, too.
Oh, my God. It's so specific.
This is a song about going for something you want and not giving up. And just listen to this when you're powerlifting.
Yeah, is the moral of this episode just like, what Stray Kids song to listen to while you're working out? Yeah, my notes say, is that heavy guitar? We like never hear this in K-pop songs. And I really, really liked this sound. I thought it was so fun and different. To be like smashing together the pop and rock elements.
Mm-hmm.
I would love more of this from them. Maybe an album like this. That'd be cool. It's definitely like we've been saying this whole time. It's a hype up song. You could lift things with this song.
Our last B-side banger is called Surfin. This is a song by Lino, Changbin, and Felix. So just the three of them. It has a music video that is all three of them hanging out in the summertime by a pool. I mean, it's called Surfin'. It is a very summer song. The chemistry between the three of them is really good in the video. They're just guys being dudes, squirting each other with water guns. The choreography is very basic compared to their other stuff, but this song is also at a much slower pace. We can't all be Boa. We can't all be like crumping to ballads, right?
Yes.
Felix is just such a cutie. He has a really nice smile. Like the music video ends with him smiling. And I was just like, oh my God, I can definitely see why people go absolutely apeshit for him. He's such a cutie.
Yeah, he is. I think all of them are so precious in this music video, though. I, like, love the summery song vibe. My only wish for this music video is that they weren't on a weird, like, pool set. And they were actually allowed to be at the beach surfing for the video surfing. You know?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they can't surf. I don't know. Maybe that's too presumptuous.
It should have been on the beach, though. Like, they're like, we can't do the beach. Sorry, boys. Will a pool be okay?
Yeah. And they didn't even get in the water.
Get in the water.
I want to see wet bodies, wet hair. I'm just kidding.
So those were our 10 B-side bangers. Rachel, do you have a different opinion now of Stray Kids after listening to all these? Because we really only listened to their singles before.
Yeah.
When we were doing K-pop roundups, we usually covered those. But what they release as singles, obviously you could see from these B-sides, is not all of who they are.
Yeah, I definitely had like a preconceived notion of what their whole vibe and thing was, and it was not completely accurate. I really liked seeing more videos of them, like, you know, like their little choreo videos and videos like Fam and like Surfin', where it's less serious. I feel like their singles are usually like very serious and that's good music. Like, I'm not gonna knock that at all. But them as a group, it seems like now that we've done this B-side thing, I feel like I have a more cohesive idea of what Stray Kids is all about. Like, we figured out that, like, they like highlighting their individual members. That's not really apparent from just their singles and their music videos. They do a good job of incorporating rap into their songs, which, you know, we might have thought that was like a fluke with their singles, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, they are very serious in a lot of their singles, but we see now that they have like this goofy side to them too, which just makes them more endearing overall.
Yeah, I had no idea that they had this goofy side at all. And watching all these choreo videos and visualizers and stuff, I have a totally different picture of them now in my head. Before this, it was, okay, Stray Kids, what do I associate with them? Sirens, yelling, hard beats. Oh, that's what I associated with Stray Kids, but there's a lot more to them.
Felix saying 5-star Michelin.
Oh my God, yeah. I do love God's Menu. That is a great
song. That is a fucking banger, yeah.
It's a non-B-side banger.
Yes.
So yeah, if you are a big Stray Kids fan and we didn't mention your favorite B-side, let us know.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, too bad.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Let us know what your favorite Stray Kids song is and what your favorite Stray Kids B-side is. I had a lot of fun doing this. Like, it's not so often that a group can surprise me.
Yeah, this was super fun. I mean, usually when we're doing B-sides is for groups we're really familiar with. So thank you again to your friend, Emily, for helping us.
Katrina.
Thank you. for helping us do this. This was actually really fun. So if any of you have a group that you're like really obsessed with and you have all these B-sides you think we should review, send them to us.
All right, let's wrap up this episode with our weekly K-pop recommendations. I am going to recommend Domino by Stray Kids.
I am going to recommend Battleground by Stray Kids.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/Soulmates Podcast.
You can find us on Instagram at Soulmates Podcast. We have our link tree there, which links to all of our relevant social media accounts.
Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com.
You can check us out on YouTube under our channel name, Soulmates Podcast.
This program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever. Make sure you like, you follow, you subscribe, because we're here every other Friday for you. And don't forget, if you're going to Dragon Con, look on the schedule for our panels, because we're going to be there. And look at our Facebook events, because I always make Facebook events for the cons. So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Bye!
Bye!